Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This one from Bobo Farms again. So, do you have any bad habits? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I have been working so hard on this, and one of the things that really helped me out with...
Wait a second. Ryan, don't you think Brad's bad habit's really going to be a good habit that he should be doing better?
It's going to be something that he's already doing pretty well, that he's like, I really need to work. I'm only at like 300 chin-ups. I'm really shooting for 350.
I told myself I'd be 300.
Yeah. No, mine is biting my fingernails.
Okay.
I used to bite my fingernails constantly. Mm-hmm. Like to the point where it would hurt my hands and stuff like that. COVID really helped out with that. I stopped putting my hands in my mouth, which is a really good thing. But
worth it?
Yes. And every now and then, though, when I
was COVID worth it?
No.
Yes, absolutely.
It was
better for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Worked out really well for me.
Sorry, everyone else. I'm incredibly selfish.
Stop putting my hand in my mouth.
But every now and then when I get nervous or stressed out, I'll go back to biting my fingernails. So if you see me doing that on the chat, let me know.
And also tell us your tips and tricks for stopping biting nails. Maybe somebody
I've tried a lot.
Yeah, somebody has something. Leah, any bad habits?
Yeah. I'm bad at stress eating.
Yeah.
I also think I'm really bad at... These are more like mental things, not physical things. I mean, the stress eating is physical, but I also... A lot of people tell me I'm way too hard on myself and I set way too high expectations for myself. So...
we'll tell you the opposite of that from now on.
Yeah.
You're not hard enough on yourself.
Lowering expectations, Ryan.
Yeah.
Let me begin. How long do we have?
Light cigarette.
No, go ahead, though. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
I mean,
I was done. But... I want to hear yours.
Oh, okay. Do I have any bad habits?
Yeah, we only have 5 minutes left.
No. So. But let me tell you who does. Katie Wiggins. And I'm going to air one right now.
There's still time.
We have done this our entire marriage.
Here we go.
She treats the sink like it's also a trash can. So, like, she make food, or I make food, and then everything from the packaging and everything ends up in the sink. And I'm like, honey, you can't put a bacon package down the drain. But she doesn't care. She just wants to be focused on the food.
Maybe she's trolling you.
That would be a long-term troll.
Seems to be
working. And really
that's
impressive.
Kind.
I asked you if you had any bad habits, and you said no, and then you talked about your wife's bad habits.
Yeah.
So maybe she's committed to the troll.
I mean, possibly.
You have no bad habits?
Well, I bite other people's fingernails.
Ew.
Which is a problem. And I also... I not only do I stress eat, I non-stress eat. So I just eat like all the time.
Are you ever stressed?
Not really. Because I eat. You know?
I'm happy.
Like if I feel stressed, I just eat and I'm not stressed anymore. So
no real bad habits?
No, not really.
Brad, you want to do some Ryan bad habits?
Yeah,
I got
one for Ryan. Ryan likes to talk about his wife on air.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What is your wife?
Oh, shoot. She's not in school today.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, my gosh.
Best.
So we're safe usually, you know, because they don't get out until we're
off.
Yeah,
because there's no way that she could hear from somebody.
And she's probably in the car right now.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Oh, well.
So
I guess
now
it's too late.
It's time to say the thing that makes everything okay about your wife's bad habits, why you love her the most.
You make great bacon.
No.
And I bring home the bacon.
Probably not. Your wife is largely successful.
I really appreciate you. Almost everything about you except
everything
for the trash
you.
And the sink.
Everything about you.
Except for that one thing.
And it's really awesome. Brian brought in this beautiful bouquet of flowers that he is going to be bringing tonight to Katie because he was talking about how much she deserved it. And he wanted to make sure that she understood that. By virtue of the size of the bouquet that you were bringing.
I thought
that is really in tune and in touch
I did, but
with your emotions.
The problem is the company told me I have to plant those for Earth Day. So I'm going to do that, honey.
Well, just
but
take
it's a job-related thing.
Yeah, just take it to her and show her how much she means to you. And then you guys can decide together where to plant
it. You know what I'll do is I'll plant them because I don't want to have to drive home and drive back because I'm going to plant them right out here.
You can't plant flowers in downtown St. Louis.
No, I really can't.
Expect them to live and B, do it for your wife.
I can. So what I'll do is I'll just take a picture of the flowers and I'll
show
them.
You're going to go find flowers in downtown St. Louis and send a picture to your wife and tell her that those are for her?
I'm going to take a picture off of the internet. And then with nothing in the background, so you can't really see where it is.
This is one of those evenings where I get a picture from my best friend, Mrs. Wiggins, that shows me the flowers that he ended up getting her.
That's not far off.
This is one of those evenings I'm going to get a picture of a wrapped up bacon cartridge in the sink from my best friend.
I used to bite my fingernails. I don't really bite my fingernails anymore. I might pick at them a little bit. They're just really thin, and I don't like them when they're long. I don't like it if I'm typing and my fingernails are touching the keyboard. I just don't like the feeling of it. Other bad habits that I have, I want the space around me to be clean, but if it's a space that is like just mine and I don't have to share it with anyone, I'm less motivated to make sure that it's clean. Like, because I know that it's like my stuff. So like my side of the closet is not as clean as the common areas in the house where I have other people who are going to be. Why are you pointing at me like that? Because you know that's my bad habit. Because you're okay.
I am exactly the same. Like if you went and looked at my desk in the office right now, it's just cluttered.
But it's your clutter.
But it's my clutter. And don't touch it because I got a system.
And you understand it.
Yes. And I know where everything is. So don't touch it.
But if you were to walk, I don't know. It's more common spaces. I just don't want, the ick to be everywhere. I need to know that the underneath of whatever, because there's clean and there's tidy. And you need to be tidy before you can be clean. And I need it to be clean. So I'm going to need it to be tidy. Unless it's just my stuff. Then maybe I might be a little less motivated. Any bad habits, Ryan?
No.
Still?
Yeah, still.
I got another one for him.
Okay.
He fibs. He does not tell the truth a lot.
He fibs.
I don't like the word fib. If you're going to say it, just say
it. Do you want me to just call you a liar?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a big fat liar.
Big fat liar?
Oh, man!
Man, Brad! Oh. My gosh! So judgmental about my body.
Leah, defend him. Ryan.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Why?
Is Ryan a big fat liar? Ooh, she's struggling.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, okay, for example.
We got 20 seconds.
Yeah, you said you had a great gift for Annie yesterday. You were so excited to play it for her. You said it was going to be all about her.
Oh, no, I did not say that. I said it was about April 18th.
You said it was for her birthday.
It was for her birthday. Happy birthday.
It was. My birthday's over.
Well, just a reminder that you had it.
You can stop acknowledging me so much.
He was lying.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.